Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is September the 21st. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2011. And I'm thrilled today. We've got Jenna Koretsky in our virtual studio talking about the 2011 ADHD Virtual Conference. I want to take 30 seconds before we jump into the meat of the show, just because I'm looking at my timer that I've got kind of started, and it's clicking down, and we need to take advantage of this. Next month coming up is ADHD Awareness Week. There's a lot of things that are going on. Be tuned to this show, Chad, and other organizations to find out some things that happened that particular week, which I believe is the October the 18th to the 22nd. There's a lot of exciting stuff that's kind of coming up. A reminder that the Chad Conference is around the corner in November, just 100 miles up the road from me in Tampa. Actually, it's going to be in Orlando. For more information on that, go to chadd.org. Got some other things we'll talk about a little bit later in the show, but I want to get into the meat of it because this is real exciting. Again, the purpose of today is to preview the 2011 ADHD Virtual Conference, and with us is Jennifer, who actually puts this thing together and manages it. And Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me.
This is I'm very excited about this. I'm excited about a lot of shows that I kind of put on, but the concept of a virtual conference is fascinating to me, and I'm just kind of curious, how did the concept of virtual conference come to you? How did you put it together, and what is a virtual conference?
All right. So, you know, back in 2008, I was going to the ATA conference in Minneapolis, and I'm a coach just like you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was telling all of my clients, oh, you know, you should come to the ATA conference. You'll really love it. You know, they've got great speakers, and you'll learn so much. And so many of my clients were coming back and saying that they would love to go, but they couldn't afford it because, you know, they couldn't afford to take the time off of work. They couldn't
uh-huh.
afford the child care. They couldn't afford hotel and meal fees for 3 or 4 days. And, you know, I thought, you know, there's got to be a way to bring this experience to people in their homes, you know. And so mm-hmm. that's what we set about doing. We set about really doing our very best to replicate the experience of going to a physical conference without having the hassle of travel and time off from work and childcare and meals out and all of that stuff that can be so difficult for people.
I have to tell you, it's fascinating because I never really thought about it before. Travel's the obvious one, but childcare and time away from work is – I never thought about that before, but that's a huge expense, huge expense.
It really is. Things add up. You know, I mean, I used to live in Manhattan – or not in Manhattan. I used to live in New York City. But, you know, going to the airport and just parking for 3 days would cost like $150, you know. So, I mean, the costs add up. And, you know, for somebody like you or me, we're professionals, and we can, you know, write that off as a business expense that comes mm-hmm. out of the business budget. But for a lot of people who are working, you know, or who are stay-at-home parents or, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, if they're not in the field, you know, they can't write something like that off. It's a pretty big expense.
Mm-hmm.
So really what we tried to do is just replicate the experience to the best that we could online so that people could get access to the connections with the other people who are in their shoes, who understand what it's like, you know, the tribe, so to speak. They could connect with the ADHD tribe. They could connect with the experts, you know, and learn all of the things that they would learn if they got to go away to a conference, but they don't have to leave their homes.
Absolutely. Now, I was actually at the Minneapolis conference in 08, but that conference and the Chad conference, you go, there's speakers, there's breakout sessions and stuff like that. Tell me about your virtual conference and how that works.
Yeah, so, you know, the virtual conference basically has the same types of sessions that you would find at an ATA conference or at a Chad conference. But instead of having breakouts, you know, we really just have a couple of sessions every day. We have 4 days this year, and some days have 6 sessions, some days have 5 sessions. But what we do is we offer all of the sessions live so that you can listen live on the phone or you can listen live on the internet. You can actually see the speaker's slides as they're presenting, as they talk. You can submit questions, and we get to as many as we can in each presentation, just like at a physical conference, you know, you get
mm-hmm.
to as many questions as you can. You
yep.
can go and discuss the presentation in the forums, offer some more resources, ask some more questions of your peers and things like that. But the beauty of it is that you can do all of those things live, but you can also participate at your own pace because this is an ADHD-friendly conference, you know. So by that I mean if you can't attend live, you know, for whatever reason, you wake up late, you're tired, you couldn't get the time off of work, you just need a break, all of the presentations are recorded. So you can play them back later. You can play back the video with the audio and see the slides and hear the audio together. You can download the audio files. You can put them on a CD and listen to them in your car. You can put them on your iPod. You can download the slides. You can go to the forums and discuss, you know, what you want to discuss at any time. So you have that option of participating live, but if you can't participate live, you can still get all the benefits of attending because you, you know, you don't lose anything. All of that's there. And we also offer it, we keep it live and we make it available to everybody for 3 months following the event, and we send reminders before the site comes down because, like I said, we're ADHD friendly. So
that's really a huge value, Jennifer, because some of the other conferences you go to, you can be there physically and watch the presentation. And I remember there's been a couple of them. I've been at a CHAD conference, at a conference and stuff, and the presentation was amazing. And I'm like, I was taking notes and I couldn't get it all down. But then I got to leave and I got to spend money to actually buy the audio.
Yeah.
To kind of follow up on. And what I'm hearing you say is, you know, you can be there, but or not be there. But the bottom line is the audios or the videos or the slides are available to you for 3 months to go and access that stuff to you. So not only is it saving you on travel, but this is a great opportunity for you to actually be able to absorb the presentation over a period of time without having to spend extra money.
Yeah, and you know what is great about being able to download the audios? I think a lot of people out there are like me, and sometimes you like to actually pop this stuff into your CD player when you're driving or, you know, put it on your iPod when you're taking a walk through the neighborhood or whatever because, you know, each time you listen to something, you find something new. Depending on where you are in your life, you take different things away from that presentation. So, you know, for me specifically, if there's a presentation that I love, you know, I want to listen to it over and over again, or I might want my spouse to listen to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I might want to say, see, you think that I'm crazy, but listen to this.
Listen to this expert that's saying that.
Yeah, but, right, exactly.
Well, again, this is amazing value because I never actually thought before even preparing for the show, I forgot about the child care costs, the travel costs, and the ability that, you know, you can sit through it and kind of go back and study it for a period of time. So this all really makes an awful lot of sense. You said you had four or five sessions a day, right? And are they
five or six, yep.
And to be able to submit questions, do you email them online or is there a live chat? How does that work?
There's a live box where you can submit the questions and, you know, during the presentation. And like I said, we get to as many as possible. And then, you know, a great thing is that some of our speakers, you know, not all of them, but certainly some of them have actually been known to go onto the forums and interact with everybody later and answer more questions. And, you know, sometimes, too, people will go and you know, if the presentation is on, say, time management, you know, maybe somebody will go into the forums and say, I've tried this planner and I've tried this planner and I've tried this and nothing works. Does anybody have a suggestion? And people will chime right in and say, hey, try this. This worked for me. Or I really like this because, you know, this worked. So, you know, it's just like going to a support group or going to a conference where you can actually, you know, ask your peers, hey, what works for you? Or do you have any resources? And people are more than willing to share them.
That's awesome. I tell you what, Jennifer, I'd like to take a break and go to commercial for a second. But before we do, I want to highlight, not only do you put on this conference, but you're actually an ADHD coach yourself, is correct?
Yep. Yep, ma'am.
You're also, you have a book out on Amazon.com. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. It's called Odd One Out, The Maverick's Guide to Adult ADD. And it's really all about, you know, learning to really embrace who you are and embrace, you know, your differences. Where everybody with ADHD is just a little bit different than, you know, the rest of the population. We do things differently. We see things differently. And in order to really make the most out of your ADHD, I think you have to accept those differences, learn to use them to your advantage, and then you can really thrive. So my book is really all about kind of letting go of the shame and letting go of the self-criticism, embracing who you are, learning to work with who you are and learning to work with your challenges and with your strengths so that you can actually, you know, move forward in your life without feeling like you have something to be sorry about, or without feeling like you have something to be ashamed about. You know, really embracing who you are and just moving forward with it with no apologies.
And for everybody that's out there, I want to highlight, today we're talking about the conference, but in her own right, Jennifer is a very good coach, and she's got this book, and her work's actually been featured on various media, including like the New York Times, the NBC Today Show, et cetera. So for those that are interested, you might want to check out the book. And Jennifer, the best place to get the book, with Amazon.com, is that the best place?
I'd say Amazon is probably the best place, because that's the place that's selling it the cheapest right now, so, you know, might as well.
Before we go to break, too, also we'll talk about details at the end of the show about how to get more information on the conference and how to actually sign up. But for right now, if you've got a piece of paper and a pencil, their website for the conference is ADHDconference.com. That's www.ADHDconference.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it, or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
I thought I could handle college, but I just got my grades. My first year was a disaster. I barely passed. My folks think I slacked off, but I really tried hard. I just could not keep organized with all my assignments. By the end, I just gave up. Maybe I'm just not cut out for college.
Did you know that students have the highest risk of failure during their first semester of college? That's especially true for students who learn differently. Many bright and motivated students with learning disabilities and ADHD have chosen Landmark College in Vermont in order to develop the learning strategies and confidence they'll need to succeed academically. Princeton Review says, simply put, Landmark College knows how to serve students who learn differently better than any other place on earth. We're now accepting students for our fall semester. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Has your child been diagnosed with ADHD? Is he not fulfilling his potential? Success in Mind can help. We provide assessments that identify a student's learning profile of strengths and challenges. The result? A practical plan of strategies and tools that go beyond medication that parents, teachers, and students can implement together. If your child needs more success, visit Success in Mind at www.success-in-mind.org.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got Jennifer Kretschke in our virtual studio, and we're talking about this year's 2011 ADHD Virtual Conference. Before the break, we were talking about what a virtual conference is and how it all kind of came about, which is fascinating. I will have to ask, Jennifer, is there a talent show in the virtual conference?
Oh, I wish. I wish. That was always the best part of the ADA conferences, weren't they?
I couldn't help. That was the first ADA conference, and everybody out there who doesn't know, those with ADHD are very talented. In 2008 in Minneapolis, they had the conference, and they had a talent show on it, and everybody kind of signed up, and I was actually blown away. I mean, blown away at the talent. They had people singing, telling jokes, storytelling, singing, playing the guitar, piano. It was absolutely phenomenal.
And I'll tell you what, Jeff, I had a client at that conference who did a stand-up routine, and it was her first time actually exploring stand-up, and it's something she had wanted to do for a really, really long time. So I got to see her achieve that goal, and it was really fantastic.
There was two people who did stand-up. And if you're talking about, because I didn't know, but one of them said she had a hard time getting up there. She was, I thought she was professional. She was amazing.
Oh, that's
absolutely
really funny.
Amazing.
Well, and the only reason I'm telling you this is because she's done videos for me, and you know, I'm not giving you her name, but she's always said, you know, she's always been very upfront about the fact that I've been her coach. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling you this. But it was really fantastic. And you know, you bring up a really interesting point, and I do want to tell people, you know, I think that the virtual ADHD conference is really phenomenal. You know, physical conferences are really great as well, and I will be at the CHAD conference in November. You know, virtual conferences don't really replace physical conferences. There is something magical when you get in the same room with a bunch of other people and you really get to meet your tribe and interact with them. You know, and they're fantastic. And, you know, for anybody that's there at the CHAD conference, you know, if you see me, definitely say hello to me. But, you know, for those people that actually can't make it, for those people who it's just not an option, we have this option for them.
And I couldn't have said that better, because I do agree with you that the physical presence and the camaraderie and some stuff that happens is really there. At the same time, Jennifer, I really think that you have put together something that has filled a niche and a void. And there's a – I mean, we've already – before the hour, we talked about just the financial costs. Again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but there's the travel cost, the child care cost, the time for work, the extra meals and stuff like that. And then the value you get on the ability to be able to reference the presentations for a period of time. Which leads me to my kind of question I wanted to ask you. It's just started a couple years, and among your peers, the people I talk to, there's a really good buzz. There's a lot of respect, and I think that I think you're going to have an incredible showing this year over and above last year. What would you attribute your success to?
Well, I think, you know, we can attribute our success to a number of things. I mean, the virtual format really works for people because it's convenient, you know. So that certainly is a big reason. But, you know, also we have really some of the top experts in ADHD speaking at the conference. I mean, you know, this year alone we have Ned Halliwell and Patricia Quinn and Daniel Amen. And, I mean, those are just three of the people that are speaking. But, you know, those are some really big-name people that, you know, it's rare that you get the opportunity to learn from and interact with them. And, you know, we provide people with fresh information and resources, and we give people the opportunity to connect with other people so that they don't feel isolated and they don't feel alone, you know. And I think that we really we know that this event is successful and it's doing what it's supposed to do, because when we get the feedback every year at the end of the conference, you know, we have evaluation forms. They're phenomenal. And it's just, there has been a couple of times where I've kind of, you know, gotten tears in my eyes a little bit reading the feedback, because it means a lot to me that it means so much to other people. And I have to tell you, Jeff, you know, I've been coaching for almost a decade. I wrote the book. I was on the Today Show. That was really fantastic. I was in the New York Times. That was really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This is far and above the best thing that I've ever done with my career. This conference is far and above the best thing.
And it's exciting. And I do want to talk about the speakers and some of the stuff that's kind of going on, because, you know, you're looking for speakers for the conference, but I'm also looking for guests. And I have to tell you, you've got some great people, and you've got some great people we've had on the show. I mean, Patricia Quinn, Keith Lowe, we've had her on several times. Kenny Handelman was on just about a month ago. Terry Dixon was on. Linda Rogley been on a couple times. Roberta Olivardia. Linda Anderson, I've talked to her. She hasn't been on yet, but we're going to get her on. Melissa Orlov, Barbara Luther, Ned Halliwell. I mean, Ari Tuchman. I mean, the list goes on. So, I mean, I commend you. I think you've got a great lineup of people put together for this. And I am endorsing it, because I've had the same people on my shows you're having here. So I think it's a great group of people. What I would like to ask you is, do you want to kind of give a little bit of a rundown and some highlights of some of this to give our listeners a little bit of an idea what to expect of some of the presentations?
Yeah, well, you know, so we have, we're starting off the conference, we're opening things up on Monday morning, and that's October 3rd, Monday morning with Dr. Patricia Quinn, and, you know, she really is one of my favorites. I just love how down-to-earth she is, and I love how she is really an open book, and, you know, she's a doctor who has ADHD and who has raised children with ADHD, and, you know, she is like a superwoman in so many people's eyes, you know, but she's really down-to-earth, and she's so wonderfully warm and supportive and practical. You know, that's what I really like about her. She's very practical. So we're going to be opening up the conference. I'm going to be interviewing her, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Dr. Ned Hallowell, we're going to be doing an interview with him as well, and he is a lot of fun on, you know, in sessions because he is also an open book, and, you know, he and his wife did a session 1 year where they were talking about, you know, their book on ADHD and marriage. And they told us some of the funniest stories about fighting with each other in the car, you know, bickering in the car and getting into fights and, you know, swearing at each other. And, you know, it was just fantastic because I think everybody listening was like, wow, I don't feel so bad about myself knowing that this, you know, Ned Hallowell, who's all over the TV, right? He's all over the media. Yep. He's written so many books. He's such a wonderful guy. You know, he deals with some of the same challenges that I deal with. And it was, you know, so wonderful to just hear them talk about this stuff.
Yep.
So
yep.
Those are going to be two great sessions. We have Dr. Daniel Amen, and, you know, he is now a PBS star. You know, he's got tons of PBS specials. And he's going to be talking about brain imaging in complex cases of ADHD. He's always a favorite. Whenever he speaks, he is always a favorite at the event because he's, you know, he's another person who's very warm and very practical, but also he's got a great way of presenting the science. You know, he can present it in such a way that you understand what he's talking about, but you really get it on a whole other level. You know, same thing with Ari Tuchman. Ari Tuchman is really great at explaining science in such a way that, you know, makes it really easy to understand and grasp. He's going to be talking about executive functions. You know, another person who I think is a real draw is Dr. Teresa Cerulli. We did a smaller conference, a little summit a couple of months ago with Dr. Cerulli about ADHD medication management. And, you know, we did stuff all about the different medications that are out there, what they're, you know, which medications work best for this and which medications work best for that. And it was just really a fantastic, fantastic event. And she is going to be doing a presentation on medication. So that's a really interesting draw. Dr. Kenny Handelman's going to be talking about school strategies, you know, and how you can best support your children with ADHD in the school system, which I know is going to be a big deal for a lot of people. You know, and then we have people like Keith Lowe, who you were mentioning, and she's got a great session on parenting your children through divorce. I mean, these are issues that, you know, are really important to the ADHD community, but we don't always hear that much about them.
And she is just an interesting person. From the perspective, we've had her on a couple times, and she's always amazed me at how thorough and how in-depth, and she has a lot of insight on, particularly when it comes to the parent-child relationship, that's really fascinating. And I've never heard her speak on divorce and helping children cope, but my gut is I can guarantee it's going to be a great presentation.
Definitely.
I tell you what, need to run to our final break. When we come back, I want to start talking a little bit about how to find more information and how to sign up and stuff like that. Before we go again, for our listeners out there to find more information about the conference, go to www.adhdconference.com. Again, that's adhdconference.com, and with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
The Virtual ADHD Conference is an online event that empowers you with the information, tools, and resources that you and your family need to succeed with ADHD. Join us at ADHDconference.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention@attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We're with Jennifer Koretsky talking about the virtual conference coming up around the corner. We talked about what a conference is. We talked about her success. We talked about the speakers that are coming up. Now, Jennifer, let's talk about for those, like, if you want to sign up, what's this all about? How do you go about doing this, and how do you make it happen?
Well, you just go to ADHDconference.com, and once you're there, you can register. You can review the agenda. One thing that I encourage everyone to do, even if they're not interested in attending the conference, is to go to the website and click on the podcasts tab, because we have a bunch of free podcasts with a number of our speakers, so those are really helpful as well. But yeah, you can just go online and register, and I would encourage everyone who's interested to register now, because when you register in advance, you do save $50 on the registration fee, so it's definitely worth it to register in advance.
Yeah, and it's right now it's, let's see, it's there's a couple different options, right?
There are a couple of different options. The standard option right now, the standard registration option, is $227, and that's for everything that we talked about earlier, the live presentations, the downloads, the access for 3 months. You get all of that. And then for people who maybe don't want to be bothered downloading things and putting them onto CDs, we do offer another option, which is $100 more, in which we actually put all of the presentations onto CD for you, we print out all the slides for you, and we give you written transcripts, and we send those to your home. So those are the two different options.
So you get the CDs and the written transcripts, right?
That's the deluxe registration option, right? But if you are okay with downloading all of the recordings yourself, and you know you don't need someone to for you, then the standard registration is absolutely fine.
I'll test you guys that if you were to go to another conference, and there's usually one on the West Coast, there's a couple on the East Coast and stuff like that. By the time you do airfare, again, lost work, child care, and actually maybe purchasing a couple things that you want to hear a couple times, this is a bargain. A bargain, a bargain, a bargain, because you are getting the experts in the field talking about this stuff on a variety of issues, and you have the opportunity to send in questions and get some feedback and interact with them personally. So, Jennifer, what you put together here is just it's great for those with or impacted by ADHD, but it's also just great for the community. We got about two minutes and 30 seconds left before we wrap. Actually, it's a little less than that. So with the time that we have left, is there anything less that you'd like to comment on that we haven't touched that you think our listeners would be interested in?
Oh, boy, let me see. Perhaps I could share with you one of the strategies that was given to us actually by Linda Anderson in one of the podcasts that we did. She had something which I thought was really fantastic, which is she shared with us this little math formula, which is A plus B equals C, awareness plus behavior equals change. And I thought that was such a fantastic thing to remember, because really what she was talking about was organizing and decluttering. And she was saying, you know, that in her presentation she's going to be talking about how really you have to build your awareness and you have to really understand who you are and how you work in order to make the behavior changes that will lead to long-term success. And I just thought, wow, what a great, easy thing to carry around with you. Awareness plus behavior equals change. So whenever you get stuck on something, I think you can remember that and help yourself get unstuck.
That's awesome. I haven't heard her say that before. Okay, Twitter fans and Facebook fans, expect to see that one tomorrow. Jennifer, again, thank you very much for the conference, everybody. It takes place October the...
October 3rd through 6th.
October 3rd through 6th, and you want to go to ADHDconference.com. So with that, Jennifer, thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. I enjoyed it.
Everybody, stay tuned. Go to attentionradio.com, sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a list of our upcoming shows. Other than that, we'll catch you next week for an edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care, everyone.